Welcome to episode 8 of the NADPOD Pomo Challenge. Today, I'm bringing you a reflection based on the word resilience. Today's artwork is a solitary dandelion thriving in challenging conditions. During adversity, be like the lone dandelion among the rocks, roots running deep, standing tall, and enveloped in resilience to weather the storm. The lowly dandelion, it shows up on lawns every spring, sparking an annual battle by people who just want green showing on their lawns. They return year after year, an ultimate display of resilience. Dandelions have a very short life cycle. They come out in a brilliant yellow flower, which will soon go to seed for the wind to catch and spread far and wide. Some of them will land on rocky, barren areas with little soils to sustain anything, but they'll show up next season, their roots having worked their way down into whatever they can find. Resilience is not just the act of surviving adversity. It's the act of thriving in adversity. People facing adversity with grace and courage can be the dandelion. Our resilience in the face of adversity can try our physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual will. It demands a process of growth and adaptation to weather the storm and thrive. The global pandemic we all just went through was a shared experience of resilience. The more resilient among us weathered the years of uncertainty and even thrived, while others found themselves overwhelmed with the abrupt changes to life as they knew it. For me, it brought a halt to a busy life of community volunteering and service. Many of the committees I served on went into pause. I remained at home through the lockdowns. Enter my online activities. I filled the time by finally pursuing something I'd done only periodically over the years, writing. I've also been able to take the time to engage in spiritual exploration and growth. I've developed a stronger faith and an understanding of my faith journey. I find myself drawn to writing from a spiritual perspective based on faith, not religion. The world has learned to live with COVID, and I could go back to my pre-pandemic activity, but I'm growing as a writer and a creative person. I've adapted and grown. I'll continue to grow as I pursue my creativity. There'll be setbacks, but I know I have the resilience to survive. How's your resilience? Thank you for listening to today's reflection of the word resilience. I enjoy exploring each daily word and sharing my thoughts with you. Visit nichelessandlovingit.com if you'd like to subscribe to my weekly newsletter or the Prompt a Day email list, which includes the daily words. I'm Shadows Pub, wishing you a great day, and oh, bye, Wilma.